Now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grillin' Guys show each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in Rockford, Michigan at the Old World Olive Press. We broke down some of the reasons why you'd want to use some of these fantastic extra virgin olive oils. A little bit later in the show, we're going to have Shasta back on, and we're going to talk about the balsamic vinegar side. But Bob and I had breakfast this morning at the Grist Mill right there in Cannonsburg. And just got to let you know that the Grist Mill just put in a big outdoor smoker. He's going to be featuring ribs, smoked chicken, pulled pork. He's even going to throw down some brisket. We've got a local place that you can go and buy fresh barbecue every day to go, and that's right in Cannonsburg.
I wonder if he's going to smoke any fish in that thing.
You know, I think he is, because he's a big fisherman. I know Don, the owner there, goes north up to Canada and does quite a bit of fishing from time to time. So I'm betting he's going to bring some, you know, whitefish or some salmon in and smoke that as well, sure.
You know, we know another fisherman, and his name is Captain Ken, and he is on our live line right now, Captain Ken Glupker. Good morning. Thanks for joining us, Captain.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, always good talking to you. You would love to be with us right now, although we'd probably love to be with you even more because you're probably on the water. But we're sitting up here with just a great brewer out of Ludington. It's called James Port Brewing Company, and he's served us a Scotch ale that is probably one of the finest Scotch ales you'll ever put your lips on. And Captain Ken does like his Michigan microbrews.
Great, Captain Ken. Good to talk to you this morning.
This dude can hook you up with walleye.
I love a walleye, especially the cheek part right there.
That's right.
So, Captain Ken,
how they bite? A lot of fun with that.
Yeah, how they biting out there, Captain Ken? You're out of Au Gray on the Saginaw Bay. Bob and I went up and did a little fishing with you a few weeks ago, limited out in about 2 hours. You really put us on the fish. Are they still biting?
Well, it's been a very, very good bite all season since you guys left, matter of fact. The last couple days, however, we've gotten into some really big winds. Yesterday was very, very difficult to get out and fish. We had a charter. We called it about an hour short, but we got lots of fish. And today, it's still a little rough, and I am not fishing today.
So tell us, Ken, three things, if guys are going to go out in the Saginaw Bay, tell us three things that they ought to be doing to catch walleye.
Well, there's two different philosophies going on right now. Number one, there's basically three baits you want to be looking at. One is a crawler harness. Another one is like a Hottentot or a body bait. And then the third one, which I actually personally have started to use, is a small spoon with a series of beads behind it, with two single hooks, with a dragging a night crawler, and that's been real effective.
So is that a stinger?
Yeah, like a little stinger, exactly. It's just a small little spoon, and we put five or six beads behind it, and then we put two hooks behind that and hook up a night crawler, and it works very, very well. It's been very effective.
Now, you're going to use that in the evening, maybe? Is it starting to get dark for a little flash, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter much. I use it all day. I use it right as a part of my rig. I'll put maybe 2 out of 6 lines with the spoon on it.
Yeah, well, that's
it works
great.
Very well.
Captain Ken, if anybody wanted to get a hold of you and hire you to take them fishing, that I think that's the number one tip for our listeners is hire a good charter captain that can put you on fish and make your day a great day. How do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can call my number or they can use the internet. Either way, if they're going to use the internet, it's www.jirachartersmedia.com. It's J-I-R-E-H. So that, and the phone number is area code 616-293-1309.
Had to look up his own number there. Doesn't call that very often. But, hey, you know, I prefer the internet because if you go back to the June 6th, every charter that he goes out, he catalogs on his website. Go back to June 6th, and you'll see pictures of Cowboy Rob Russell, Bob and I with the captain with our standing there with our limit. But
Rob Russell was on fire that day. Jop and I kind of kicked back, and Jop was busy just putting bait on as fast as he could go. Rob's reeling him in. And I just basically drove the boat, and Captain Ken did that netting thing. What a great day. Rob will never forget that one. It was like having a little kid in the boat.
Yeah, it was a great day. And as a matter of fact, I got some follow-up emails from you guys on how you cooked up your walleye and what you had to eat there, and it was fantastic. That makes a complete journey there. It's really nice.
Those 18 inches out of the bay, if you've never been out walleye fishing in Saginaw Bay, dude, this is... I will never go, like I told you, I'll never go back to Lake Erie again. Never. That was just too much fun, too nice. So basically, we've got three different types of baits. So you could do, if, let's say you've just got a little John boat and the water's nice, you could go out there and you could get your bait down to 35, 40 feet, and you could drift with some harnesses, couldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I actually have been fishing in the bay still. Last year at this time, the bay was... it was getting pretty warm, and it was a lot of vegetation. This year, because it's been so dry, you know, our theory is we haven't gotten the vegetation, and the fishing has still been very, very good in the bay. Guys are just now starting to move out into, you know, the deeper water off Charity Islands, those types of things. And last year at this time, we were fully out there. This year, we're getting a lot of fish right in the bay.
Well, Ken, I want your input on this. I've got five rules for men to follow for a happy life, and I'd kind of like to hear your take on this. It's important to have a woman who helps at home, cooks from time to time, cleans up, and has a job.
A1.
It's important. Yep, it's important to have a woman who can make you laugh.
It's
important.
So far.
All right. It's important to have a woman you can trust and doesn't lie to you. Ooh.
Wow. Yeah, I'm with you there.
And it's important to have a woman who's, can I say good in bed? I guess so. It's written here on the script. And likes to be with you. And it's very important that these four women do not know each other. you could end up dead.
Oh, that's terrible.
You know, I'll tell you, I've got a wife that, you know, she doesn't fish with me, but she plays such a huge role in helping to organize the books, organize the day. She also helps out at the end of the day when she's there, and I don't know what I'd do without her.
Yes, you brought her into the studio. She's a sweetheart. Ken, great to know you, and... Godspeed out there on the lake. Play it safe. And gyro charters, if you want walleye, call Captain Ken. Thanks, pal. We'll see you again.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, that was Captain Ken. I tell you what, he put the grilling guys on some fish. I just ate the last package of walleye that I had. And when I came back, I actually grilled it on a plank. That's not real common for walleye. It's such a delicate fish, but I just tried it.
How'd that turn out?
You know what? I did. I put a little balsamic on top of it, that butter. Flavored and it, EVOO, and then some a little bit of
cedar
balsamic.
Plank.
Yeah, it was fabulous.
Really?
Yeah.
Take the skin off or leave it on?
It was already off because Captain Ken fillets all your fish for you, man. He gives you just ready to go.
And how'd that cedar work with that?
You know, it imparted a little bit of flavor, not much, but it worked out good. But coming up next, we're going to talk to Kenny Peterson at the winery, and then we might get Shasta back involved. Tell us a little bit about those balsamics. You're listening to Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
So what is wrong with another sin? The bitch is hungry, she needs to tell.
I am a god. and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.